This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the player's place.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Everything okay over there, Paulie?
I hope so. Benny had to leave, and he just talked to his son, and he said his son's not doing well. Woke up just not feeling well. He was released from the hospital yesterday, but he woke up, and he's not doing too hot. So Ben has to head home right now, and kind of shaken up a little. I think we both are here.
I hope everything's okay.
He was on the phone that entire commercial break, and literally like 20 or 30 seconds before the music started playing, he came in flustered and was like, I have to go. I'm like, yeah, dude, whatever you got to do. But
that breaks my heart.
I'm like, oh my God, man, I'm so sorry.
I don't know what to say. Obviously, our thoughts are with Benny and his family as he goes to take care of his son Jack. So, Jackie, I hope you're doing well. We're thinking about you. Whatever you need to do, you know, whatever you need, Benny. If you're listening in your car, whatever you know, take whatever time you need. We'll figure it out. Probably going to be some bad radio for the next 3 hours, but that's all right. You've heard bad radio on this program many, many times before. I feel so unprepared, Paulie, at this point, but we will absolutely soldier on for the next 3 hours. Certainly, I need to get. I forgot what he teased. I'm a little flustered as well.
It's just weird. It's a weird transition. I mean, we had no time to like even figure anything out. I mean, literally within 30 seconds of being back from the commercial break, he just came in. He's like, I have to go. I'm like, dude, I get it. I'm not mad or anything. I was like, I totally
understand.
I'm like, oh, I wish we had like another 2 minutes of commercial so me and Woodsy can kind of figure something out here, but hey, we'll figure it out on the fly.
It's International Orangutan Day. We could talk about that. No, I think obviously the...
anybody's ever hung out with an orangutan, give us a call.
Give us a call, 833-288-0973. Man, my heart breaks for him, honestly. Like, that really makes me sad. You know, my little guy, Tay-Tay, starts preschool today. He's the senior now. He's the big man on campus. You know, this is his last year of preschool, and so he's all of his friends though have all gone into kindergarten, so he's starting fresh today. But I'm not worried about him, and I know he's probably watching right now as he eats his breakfast. Tay-Tay, have a great day at preschool, buddy. Daddy loves you, and you're gonna be fine. You're a stud. He meets everybody, so I'm just not worried about him in the slightest. Bo is very sick at home, so that's just it's like this weird week. I texted some friends last night.
Week number two for Bo.
Yeah, I said. I said, this is the, we've had those weeks before where like we're not feeling well, and then the team is also playing poorly, and everything in your personal life is kind of sliding downhill too. Those are the worst weeks on the planet. They really are the worst weeks. It's weird how a team winning can boost the mood, and I had really hoped for a victory last night, certainly to help boost the mood of the club to feel like you're getting back on the right track. And in fact, I think the events of last night's game probably enraged the fan base even more, because the topic du jour yesterday was clearly, you know, why isn't Ryan O'Hearn in the lineup? And Ryan O'Hearn's got to be, his head's got to be spinning now. He was just acquired here at the trade deadline, over here from Baltimore. And, you know, made the comment when he got here, I told Schilt, play me how you need me. And I think we've all, as a collective fan base, you've seen Ramon Laureano play almost every game. You've seen Freddie Fermin play almost every game. You know, Mason Miller's a reliever. They're going to get him in when they see fit. But with Ryan O'Hearn, it's an interesting kind of case study. And traditionally in his career, Paulie, you know, you look at his lefty numbers and they're not great, but mm-hmm. this season, in a much smaller sample size, 69, nice ABs, the guy is hitting lefties. I mean, he really is. He's got a WRC, weighted runs created plus, of 130. His OPS is 812. He is, since he got to San Diego, and with his two-run homer off Robbie Ray last night, since arriving in San Diego against left-handed pitchers, he's 4-for-5 with 2 home runs, 2 doubles, and a walk. He also remains one of the most clutch hitters in baseball. He's got 38 high-leverage plate appearances. His WRC plus is 197. His OPS is over 1,100. So he's a guy, for me, I'm just speaking for me, that I would try to get out there every single day, righty-lefty matchup, notwithstanding, right? So I think yesterday, you know, you saw people asking, and one thing I can tell you guys, and people have been asking, why does Mike, you know, get upset when you question him? And I wouldn't say, I thought about this a lot yesterday, and I think it's more of a psychological, philosophical conversation than just, you know, Schilt gets upset, because I feel the same way about my job. I do. And I'll be blatantly, brutally honest with you. A couple guys in the chat earlier, maybe they're new listeners. We come on and we do get into the game a little bit right off the bat. And then we start talking about, you know, me being home, and we are talking about whatever. That's what we do in our opening segment, right? We warm up. We call it foreplay because that's what it is. You kiss a little bit, you do some heavy petting, and then you get into the meat, right? And so that's just what we do on this show. It's early. We got to get lubed up at 6 a.m. So we want to get some laughs going. Doesn't always work that way. But I think Schilty, you know, when you question what he does for a living, I think he takes it personally because, well, he takes it personally. He takes it seriously. He really wants to win. And I think in his mind, he can't wrap his head around, you know, a reporter or a radio host or a fan telling him they know more than he does. Does that make sense? And I can partly relate to that, but what
I guess
what
in this comparison that you're making between like this job and what Schulte's doing is like I can have like self-awareness to understand that, like, yeah, maybe that guy earlier this morning, maybe it's literally his first time tuning into 97.3 The Fan, yeah, and he expected to hear hard-hitting sports at 6:10 in the morning. That's a fair, like, I can understand that, and then it's just a simple, hey, man, this is how we do things. Whereas, like,
right.
I don't know. I thought Schilt got a little snippy with AJ Cassavell yesterday, and again after the game, I think with Kevin Acey, and I'm like, shouldn't he have that same, a little bit of that same self awareness to go, I don't care for the question, but I understand that they're just doing a job. They have to ask this for their story.
Yeah, and it is as Zaza says in the chat. It is part of the job. It does come with the territory. You know, it's so funny you mentioned this, and we'll play this audio in a moment, but my dad came on yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour. We were talking about his list, and he was reading his movie list, and you guys were talking to him about it.
Yeah.
I was sitting across the room, and I guess somebody in the chat made a comment about, yeah, let me know when we get back to sports. And my dad was like, oh man, like, I guess not everybody loved it. And I just looked at him and I go, Dad, welcome to my nightmare every single day. He's like, I don't know how you do it. I really don't know how you do it. I said, but you're like me. You can get 100 compliments. This is the greatest. It's so funny. One guy can ruin your entire day. And I said, yeah, that's exactly it. Yvonne says, yeah, Woods, that's called ego. And maybe there is some ego involved. I think you have to have some ego to be a big league player or a big league manager. I have no problem. You have to have an ego. You do. But at this juncture, the inability or the unwillingness to move things around, hopefully it's not his downfall, right? And the team's downfall. So let's play the audio. We can get more into it and talk maybe how things could be better deployed down the row.
Like Ryan the road. Had some pretty good numbers against lefties this season. Would you consider starting him against lefties, or is that you view him as a bench bat against left-handed pitching?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of things. Where would you have started him?
I mean, places, options.
Right.
Necessarily like today or generally?
Today.
It's your call, not mine.
No, I'm just curious. He's done fine. I mean, you know, it's more about the reason I ask because I can answer the question more specifically. Not.
Okay, well, then today there's two options, obviously, like maybe left and Laureano Center. DH, but obviously Manny's there today.
He is there today. So Manny's been going pretty hard, and he's played pretty much every game, so we're giving him a DH day. And Bryce has also swung the bat well against the lefties, and we know looking at him to get an opportunity to go play and play some center field. So it's a really fair question and definitely consideration. Just want to be specific as to where that could have been. But, Ryan's done a nice job, and he is a great option for us off the bench.
Going forward, could we see that? Like, obviously it's day-to-day, completely dependent.
But. Yeah, I think it's always going to be flexible. I mean, you know, it's going to be relative to just the total picture of who we have on the club that day. So I think that's like every day, it's always a question of who's going to give us the best opportunity to go compete.
I mean, it's very much not an answer. He said a lot without really saying anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of standard these days in baseball, you know, across the board. I do think, you know, Ryan O'Hearn at first base, I don't know what the reluctance is of moving Luis Arraez down. And now with Jackson being out, like I said, man, you can give Luis Arraez the day off. He could actually probably use a day off at this point, right? I don't know what it is. I know. So when we acquired Luis Arraez, I talked to his manager at the time, Skip Schumacher, and he said, man, the dude wants to play every day. He goes, I'll tell you right now, he's not going to be happy. Just knowing him and having managed him, he's not going to be happy DHing every day. And if that's what the Padres have in store for him, you're not going to get the best out of Luis Arraez. And again, that's coming from a guy that managed him. So I've always thought about that moving forward. You know, for him, he's having a down year, right? He really does. He's having a down year. He doesn't do a lot of damage in the two hole. I do think Ryan O'Hearn potentially could be a better option. I don't think anybody in this fan base has a problem with Luis Arraez. I think we all enjoy the player and the person that he is. But I do think, you know, down in the lineup makes him a little bit more dangerous than in the two hole. So again, I don't get paid to make these decisions. We all, you know, can speculate, especially when you're coming off of a four game losing streak. I don't blame you. I think the same thing, every single time. So as far as, you know, the guys that we have available, we all begged for this, you know, deep, long bench. And I don't know, man. I think Arraez coming off the bench every now and then would not be the worst thing for this team. I really don't.
I think he'd be one of the best pinch hitters in all of baseball, actually.
You know, and I'd hate to relegate him to just a pinch hitter.
No.
But again,
Just... At times, though.
I just think the ABs that at least I've seen, and I think, you know, the numbers bear out from Ryan O'Hearn, righty or lefty. I think he's a better option for you at this point. But again, I do make the point, Jackson Merrill's probably going to be out for a little bit. This will be interesting. You got right-handed guys on the bump. I think Ryan O'Hearn's going to be in the lineup, you know, and him coming out off the bench last night to hit that home run was so friggin' poetic after all of the consternation and hand-wringing about him being in the lineup. You know, I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was hysterical. It's what always happens in baseball. I will get on here and say, so-and-so, you know, you're not going to get much from him. That guy will go out that night and hit a home run, right? And it's just like, of course it works like that. Proving none of us really know what we're talking about. We're trying to grab as much information as we can, present it to you guys, and let you make your own decisions. None of us have control of the lineup. I'm sure we'd all do it differently if we could, but I thought it was just hysterical and poetic that he came out yesterday and ripped that home run, man. Oh, so good.
100%. You know, I was thinking about something.
Priceless.
I've been thinking about something now for like the last few days, and I know you watch a ton of baseball, so I'd love to get your opinion on this, and I need to be I got to get a little bit vulnerable, because I feel like what I'm about to say is going to be interpreted as you don't know ball, because in this world of advanced analytics and matchups, and there's been so much discussion on the advanced analytics and righty lefty and all of that, with O'Hearn in particular, Arise, and the Padres lineup as a whole. And I've been like taking all of this in, and I go, at what point, like, where does the lines blend between strictly going off the matchup and advanced analytics versus he's a better hitter, a better player overall? That's who I want in my lineup today.
My dad asked me.
Do you understand what I'm asking?
Question.
You see what I'm saying, right?
I absolutely do. My dad asked me yesterday about, you know, why don't managers ride the quote unquote hot hand anymore? Or why don't managers bench the not hot hand, the cold hand, as it were? And I just looked him dead in the eye and I said, Dad, I have no earthly idea. I have no earthly idea. None whatsoever. I'm not in there. I don't know how they do it now. You know, we do have options on this team. I do like that we have options on this team. I don't like to harken back to the beginning of the season when it felt like we had no options. So right now, man, I think,
like, if MLB rosters expanded where you could have 16 or 18 bench guys,
yeah,
would you literally have a lefty and a righty lineup every day?
I think a lot of managers would. I think they absolutely would. And for me, man, this is how, you know, I always go back to that scene in Moneyball where Art Howe says, I'm trying to play the lineup that helps me get a job next year, right? After you fire me, I don't want somebody looking going, man, you had Carlos Pena and you're starting Scott Hatteberg, right? For me, if we acquire an all-star at the deadline, I'm playing that guy. Like, Ramon Laureano was not an all-star, not to my knowledge, was he?
And I don't believe he was.
He's been playing every single day. Maybe the matchups favor him better. But I'm putting those all-stars in sometimes at the expense of the guys that are already there. And that's the unfortunate part is there's only, you know, eight positions that you can fill in on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, you have to be creative. But when guys get injured, when guys go cold, I don't understand sticking to something that hasn't been optimal, right? Like, and at least lately,
optimal is the key word, because it doesn't feel like the Padres are optimizing their lineup potential right now.
Yeah, that's kind of what it boils down to. I think if you could better optimize your lineup's potential, I can live with that. I think fans can live with that, where you look at it and you go, hey, man, like, this isn't on Schilt. This is on the players. He had everybody in the right spot. He's got the all-stars in the lineup. And next thing you know, we're winning ball games. We're losing ball games. But I think we'll be okay with that, right? I think you can say, I got a whole team full of guys and in there that are in the right spots and just not getting the job done. But, man, when I've got all-stars sitting on my bench, It kind of makes it hard to justify. So that's kind of why he's gotten maybe a little bit snippy. Is there more audio from after the game?
We do have some audio from after the game. Yeah,
let's hear.
Right here.
I know that you've liked what Ryan has done, all of his numbers. Is there Is this the kind of thing that could earn him maybe a look against lefties, quality at bats like that against a lefty?
Yeah, I mean, he's played against lefties. We stayed and kept him in a game in Arizona against a lefty at a homer. So, I mean, he's – I don't know how else to answer your question. He's getting a lot of opportunities in at bats. So, we have other guys that are doing it too. So, I mean, he's getting a lot of at bat. I don't know what else to say. He's basically an everyday guy that other guys play occasionally too.
You know, and it's interesting because I see this a lot from my Dodger buddies. I use that term loosely. Zaza said it can be a money thing. You can't pay Arise 15 mil to sit on the bench. But I thought Craig yesterday nailed it when he's like, hey, man, you know, Luis, am I mistaken? Luis Arise is a free agent after this year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the loyalty to guys that may or may not be here doesn't make sense. Now, Ryan O'Hearn, I believe, is also a free agent after this season. But, again, I want my guys that are
– I think Craig was talking – he made that point, I think, when we were talking about Dylan Cease.
Dylan Cease,
but it, yeah. It's a blanket statement, I think, is what Craig was talking about. He was talking more about Cease because we were talking about the playoffs, and we're like – bro, who cares about like hurt feelings for a guy that's not going to be there in 2 weeks? Like,
yeah, I know, I sure don't, man. I know, I sure don't, and that's something I do want to ask the skipper Friday. You know, and I do think it's a fair question to ask. Let's say they win tonight and the next day, and we talk to him Friday. I think it's a fair question to say, you know, something to the effect of, you know, you guys talk about winning a world championship all the time. How hard is it to manage feelings at the end of the day when you still want to win a World Series? You know what I'm saying?
When what you, like, a decision that you think is best for the team,
right?
Chances of winning the World Series or winning that day's game, even, how does it balance with potential hurt feelings and egos? Yeah,
yeah, 100%.
I would.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. So, R&R is not a face of this show. Really sucks without Ben. Hey, man, we were not prepared for this today, so we are going to do the best that we can. Thank you for that drop in, though. Does make me feel better as
we
continue.
Ben's burner account.
It's probably Ben's burner account.
That son of a.
Don't text and drive, Ben. You know better than that. No, we will. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back. What do we do with Ben's spots, Paulie? Just
I'll
blow
figure
through
it
them?
Out. Yeah.
All right, Paulie will figure it out.
We do have Don't Do This coming up.
Yeah, we do. We will
get some great stuff for you guys.
Yeah, perfect. We'll be right back. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Don't Do This, brought to you by Trust and Will. Don't leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die. Do set up a trust or will online at trustandwill.com. It's a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. I will get us started. Actually, a story that Ben brought to the table. He wanted to do it yesterday. We didn't have time for it. I thought it was hysterical, but he was talking about a golfer, Ben Griffin, who was in it. He needed a really, really perfect round at the BMW Championship to win a lot of money, to stay in, you know, high in the rankings, and he did not have a good open to his round. And he had an interesting excuse, one that I thought was worthy of a discussion. He blamed an overdose of creatine on his terrible, terrible round. Stumbled out of the gate with a triple bogey on the first hole, a double on the second. So they asked him about it. They said, you know, what happened? And he basically said, I take creatine every single morning, and I swallowed a, quote, large rock of the supplement in my water bottle. He said he was getting super shaky and felt like he had tremors. He had like a four putt on the first hole, hit his tee shot out of bounds on the second hole. Now, he said, I don't think I'll be taking too much creatine in the future. Probably not a healthy amount, the amount that he took. Now, I take creatine every single morning, Paulie. I take the gummies, though. I take three creatine, maybe sometimes four creatine gummies every single morning. I didn't know it could make, I didn't know you could overdose. And he said, I started taking it after my second shot. I accidentally swallowed one of the big rocks in my water bottle. So it didn't dissolve. Huh. And then his caddy stepped in, made him chug an entire bottle of water, tried to calm down a little bit. But I sat there and I was like,
I have no idea what
it.
That would be, feel like. But yeah, I can see too much of, I mean, too much of anything. But yeah, too much of something like that. I can wrap my head around that, making you all like jittery and not feeling
but
right.
But it doesn't, though. It doesn't have, like, if he had said pre-workout, right? I took too much pre-workout. That's gotten me many, many, many times. The pre-workout is not something I take anymore. It doesn't do me any good. It just makes me jittery, and it is not very fun at all. But creatine, I was like, that's like saying you overdosed on flour. Like, I had too much flour yesterday. It didn't make sense to me because it doesn't really have that side effect at all. So I was a little bit surprised. Could have potentially been an excuse, could have been in his head a little bit, but yeah, down 5-hour energies or Adderall or anything like that.
Yeah, I meant to take one Adderall. I accidentally took four.
Yeah, I took four and now I'm, you know, hiding under my desk. But pretty interesting story. Now he realizes in his mind the error of his ways. And we are so up against it with time. Let's get to doo-doo this.
DD mega doo-doo.
This was outstanding.
This was outstanding. I saw this yesterday. They were talking to it was a girl from Australia, right?
About softball World Series, I think.
Yep, softball World Series. They were talking to this girl, and listen to what that violent criminal Shohei Ohtani did.
home run ball. You hit it at a game you went to. What was that? Tell me that story.
So I went to LA back in 2023 to watch the Angels game, in which Shohei Ohtani was still an Angels. And during that time, Kikuchi from Toronto Blue Jays was pitching, and then Ohtani was batting, and then he hit a home run into an area where the fans couldn't go. And then this guy got the ball and gave it to my brother. So the next day, we went to the VIP box at the front, and I asked for his signature, but all he gave me was a side eye and, like, not a nice glance. So after that, like, I've never liked him ever since. He's not really humble, so yeah, not my style, no way.
So yeah, Ohtani hits a home run into the bullpen at a game this girl was at. She, a pitcher or a coach, walked over, grabbed the ball, and threw it to her brother. They go back the next day, and they're in the VIP, like with a player entrance, I think is what she was saying, and asked Ohtani to sign the ball, and he just gave her a side-eye glare and just walked right past her. Is that what I'm understanding here?
That's exactly what you're understanding, Paulie.
Man.
Ohtani turns his back on a young female fan.
Manny Machado would never.
Never. Never, ever. Guy signs for everybody when things are going good and bad. So that is don't and do this.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, and in case you missed it, Ben had to split. You know, we're obviously really worried about him. Had to leave. His son is not doing well. I think he's going to be going back to the hospital. So I don't want to speak for him, but he had to leave the show. The next segment was catered almost exclusively for Ben.
Yes.
He was so excited to talk about realignment. I am not, so I'm not going to talk about realignment at all. I will tell you, coming up at 8 a.m., there's a potential that I am in trouble with the law. Again, it's been so long, Paulie. I've been keeping my nose clean for so long. And something happened yesterday. Now I'm a little bit concerned. I know you guys are concerned for me. We will share that with you.
I was a little freaked out when you sent over what you're going to reveal here at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I was a little freaked out myself. So maybe we'll have some tier ones in the audience that can steer me in the right direction, because apparently I need it. But how about this? Are we out of our mind? The fan base, I mean, we're in the middle of Don't Do This. We're talking, you know, these stories that we're talking about. All everyone is still talking about is the friggin' lineup right now. That is all anybody wants to talk about. Do we dare open the phones and hear from the rank and file, the tier ones out there, the boots on the ground at 7:35 in the morning?
I love the tier ones. Bring it on. Let's do it.
Yeah, bring it in. Let's talk about it. We'll try to answer your questions. Place to vent, certainly, as well. If you want to call and tell people, essentially, you know, hey, we need to relax. Whatever you want to say, the phone lines are yours. 833-288-0973.
I mean, I'm just looking at the chat right now. Open it.
No,
open the phones.
No.
God,
please,
no. Please, no. Yes.
Phone calls are such a punt for me. They're such a punt for me, but I think we are in full punt mode right now. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with this morning. Please be good. Please make it creative. Let's have some fun, at least. But you can call in now. Quickly, I wanted to tell you about QC Kinetics. When was the last time you hopped out of bed without that knee or back screaming at you? Or walked down a flight of stairs without groaning step by step? You know the feeling that, let me guess. It's in the back of your mind. Maybe it'll go away. I'm telling you, the older you get, it takes so much longer for things to heal, it feels like. It's time to call and schedule that free consultation with the medical pros at QC Kinetics. There are thousands of patients who will tell you they wish they would have done it sooner. They turned around their lives with QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that work with your body to help restore and repair damaged joint tissue. Natural cellular therapies, no scalpels, no pills, just long-term relief with no dreaded recovery. You can even bring your x-rays and MRIs to QC Kinetics. They'll give you a free, no-pressure chat and thorough evaluation to see if you're a good candidate. Worst case, you learn something new. Best case, you get your life back. Grab the phone right now. Give them a call today. Hillcrest and Torrey Hills is where you can find them. 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. Once again, 619-614-PAIN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You know, I've never gone bungee jumping, but I have. This is the feeling that I imagine it's like standing on the top of a bridge with something around me. As we're about to take calls here on Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Benny had to leave abruptly at 7 this morning, so it's going to be me and Paulie doing our best to hold it through. We have a lot of moving parts, things that we needed to move. Like, this segment was entirely based on Ben. And all we wanted from Ben was to just bloviate his way through realignment. He has all these great ideas. I don't know what they are, so I don't want to present his ideas for him. So in a pinch, in a punt, 4th and 38, we are going to go to the phones. And we are going to do that right after we check traffic here on Ben and Woods. Okay, Paulie, here we go. Who do we have?
All right, we got first? Full phone lines this morning. Let's start. Oh, yeah, I know. Well, you know what? Let's start. We'll start with our buddy Alfredo. I know he always brings a measured take when he calls in. Alfredo, how you doing this morning, buddy?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing very well.
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, this team the last few days, Jesus Christ, has made me be in touch with my feelings, and my feelings being anger, rage, spite. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, like, we have the ability to start 6 bona fide all-stars and 3 that are on the fringe of being all-stars, and we cannot beat a team that is trash. I mean, like, we should be able to sweep the Giants again. They should have been able to take on the Dodgers, but we can't because the pitching is giving up runs left and right, and we're playing like, and their guys are playing like they forgot how to play baseball. They forgot how to hit a ball. And I know it's been gone over 1,000 times that hitting a ball is one of the hardest things to do in sports. But Jesus Christ, you have Tati, you have Machado, you have Arise, you have Merrill, you have Bogarts, all of these guys that know how to hit a ball, and they disappear. They're not anywhere to be found for certain periods of time. on the pitching side, sees, I mean, like, I hope he doesn't come back next season. I mean, like, it's
oh, yeah.
As good as
I
he
would
is,
say that's,
I mean, I'm sure he's going to
be
young. So.
Yeah, I would say Dylan Cease is, you know, you're going to see the last of him in a Padres uniform. I can't imagine he would be back next year. And, yeah. You know, that also begs the question, what do you do with him for the rest of the year? I think you run him out there every fifth day, hoping that it gets better, hoping that he can untap something. You know, obviously there was something against the Dodgers. They see him very, very well and, you know, were able to spit on a lot of fairly close pitches, but not really. And, you know, work a ton of walks and, he just, you know, the bright lights got a little bit too big. So we'll see the adjustments that, you know, the team makes moving forward. But I do understand what he's saying about the lineup, certainly. Let's go to the next caller, Paulie. Who do we got?
Let's see here. Let's try. Is this Matt?
Yes.
Matt, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, Matt. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks, guys. Hey, I'm calling because I hear everyone talking about O'Hearn, you know, O'Hearn needs to be in the lineup. And I do agree with that, but I don't believe it needs to be for Arise. I think Cronenworth needs to hit the bench for a while. I think Arise is a more consistent hitter. I think Crony's the one that's got to be out.
So where would you put – you'd put Arise then back at second base. So you'd definitely be giving up defensively. You know, and again, you got. I always try to remember to – well, go ahead.
Well, that being said, giving up defensively, they've said that all along. The guy's been phenomenal at first base this year. He's played above his head. What's to say it's not going to be the same at second?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's certainly an option that Mike Schild has. I think if you put Arise where Crony hits normally and played second base, I think he'd be okay. You know, absolutely. I think the problem that most fans have is Luis Arise hitting in the two hole with a real inability to do any sort of damage, from that spot. Doesn't scare the opposing pitcher. You know, really the only way it works, man, the only way it works is if Fernando Tatis Jr. leads off the game with a double. That's when you're like, all right, now we're cooking. Now we're cooking. But if that doesn't happen, you know, it's almost kind of an auto out at this point. Like, you know, ground ball to second base, pop fly to left field.
Typically, you could say, you know, or Tatis walks and then steals second, which he tries to do often, except every time he does that, Louis fouls one off and then he has to go back to first.
Yeah. Yeah, a 97-mile-an-hour heater a foot out of the zone. It's just whatever reason, it seems like we were winning those games in spite of, you know, the top of the order sometimes. And, again, it's not a personal shot at Luis Arise. One of my favorite interviews we've ever done, one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Love all of the energy and everything he brings to the team. I think he's a fine hitter. I just think he'd probably be better suited in another part of the lineup. And, you know, O'Hearn being an everyday first baseman would, in my opinion, mean there's a lot of hurt feelings. You know, Jake Cronenworth's feelings are going to get hurt. Luis Arise's feelings are going to be hurt. The bigger question I think we all have to ask is, you know, who cares? Who cares? Why
sure
is
Randy
that
Vasquez's feelings were hurt when they traded for Sears and Cortez, like.
And set him down, comes up, makes a start. They set him down. Yeah, man, it's a tough, tough business. And I think if you want to win a World Series, you have to make those decisions, taking into account, how do I keep everybody the most engaged in wanting to win? And, you know, wanting to win a World Series is the ultimate goal. I say it all the time. Don't envy Mike Schilt. Don't envy AJ Preller when it comes to making these decisions. I don't. I think they're really, really tough decisions. And, I don't know that there's a magic pill for any of it, because I do feel like if they could press the home run button, they would. You know, and the same goes with the hitters. If you could press that button, yeah, it'll take a home run here. Absolutely. Absolutely. You do it every time. But as it goes right now, there's just something off about this lineup right now, which doesn't make sense, because the pieces that we added should have been perfect complementary pieces. And maybe they will be. Maybe they will find that solution eventually. But I don't know how that conversation goes. Hey, Louie, we're moving you down to the 7 hole. You either like it or don't. I did see a clip from Dave Roberts talking about Mookie Betts, who was scuffling way worse than Luis Arise, way worse than really anybody on the San Diego Padres this season. And he told Mookie, you're our 2-hole hitter, So you need to find a way. You are a two-hole hitter in perpetuity, so you need to figure out a way. Started working with J.D. Martinez. He got the ovation. Hey, look, the rest is history. Mookie's ripping the cover off the ball now. Torched us the other day. And I don't know. Mookie Betts and Luis Arraez are not the same kind of player. They're just not. And so I don't know the answer, guys. I don't know the answer, Matt. I appreciate the call. You know, that's certainly an option of resting Crony a little bit more. But I just don't know that there's a clear-cut black-and-white answer right now. Other than move Luis Arraez down and get Ryan O'Hearn in the lineup. I think that's a fair – I don't think that's a crazy – bat-ass assessment from our fan base. I really don't. I think that's a fair assessment.
Do your thoughts change at all while Jackson Merrill is banged up?
Very much so. And I know that
because he's probably the first guy people would think of to move into the two-hole, right?
Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Or O'Hearn, potentially. Yeah. But, like, I did see O'Hearn has played left field all of 12 times. Okay, that's 12 more times than I thought. So I don't have a problem with it there. O'Hearn at first, you could put Arraez at second.
I'd be fine with Sheets in left field a little bit more. Sheets because, in left field, which I never thought I would say at one point earlier
Laureano
in the season.
Laureano in center. Yeah. Look, again, I think it's all deadly. I think it's all deadly if used in the right manner. Let's get we got time for one more. All this right. Hasn't been as bad as I thought it would be.
No, let's see here. Let's go to Scott's been waiting. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, you guys hear me?
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Yeah, we got you.
Good. Hey, so I'm going to start off a little negative, but I'm going to end up on a positive. So
I like it.
Didn't like that they took Wandy out in the Dodgers series. I thought it wasn't broke, so why try to fix it? I thought bringing Vasquez in, even though he didn't pitch bad, I thought you should have let Wandy cook there. But
he's such an open. That role that day was the role of an opener. Really, I really do. I think that he did his job. That's all that we need from him. I'd like to see them do it a little bit more, honestly. I think that would be a fantastic move. So I'm not super mad about that one. I kind of get what they were trying to do. Get through those lefties and then let Vasquez come in and cook.
But yeah, and I will just end on this real quick. For all those convulsing over the Dodgers owning us this season, just remember in 2022, Dodgers owned us all regular season. We beat them in the playoffs. Last year we owned the Dodgers and they beat us in the playoffs. So for everyone convulsing, just take a deep breath and prayers out for Ben and his family. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you very much. See, that wasn't terrible, Paulie. We should do that for the next 2 hours. No, we're not going to do that. We do have some semi-entertaining discussions at my expense, certainly, coming up next.
Oh,
I got a letter yesterday. I've been so good, man, keeping my nose clean and out of trouble, no longer in trouble with the law. And here I get this letter, and now I'm a little bit panicked. Maybe the tier ones have some advice.
The man is coming after you.
Yeah, they're going to try to muzzle your boy. They're going to try to put your boy in cuffs. And I really have no idea what.
Are you even allowed back in the state of California?
It's a good question at this point. I actually am a little bit nervous. Had my wife open it yesterday, read it to me, had her scan it over and send it to you guys. And so I don't know what it means, but I'm going to lean on the tier ones for some advice next. Again, back in trouble with the law, just like the old days, certainly. This is terrible, terrible, terrible news coming up. Again, if you missed it, Ben did have to leave the show at 7. It's going to be me and Paulie the rest of the way through. We got Jesse Agler, who is always, always the voice of reason at 8:35. It's so funny to me too, Paulie, because if Ben comes on and tries to be the voice of reason, he gets crushed. Crushed. He polishes the turret. Right. There it is. Jesse, and I know Jesse works for the team. It doesn't matter. Jesse has never been afraid to say what he feels. Ever. Ever. And Jesse comes on and he talks to the audience and the audience goes, okay, you're right. He has that ability to calm everybody down. And guess what I'm going to ask? He calms me down too. Guess what I'm going to ask of him? I'm going to ask him to calm everybody down today. Jesse Agler will join us at 8:35. Beyond that, we got a round to report and pretty much no idea what we're going to do until then. But we could certainly have some fun here on the program because I think everybody does need to lighten up a little bit. Live in San Diego. We're very, very happy. Things are good. We want our ball club to just win a game. Let's get some good vibes going again. But we will be right back after this quick break. And it's been in it's actually not. It's Woodsy and Paul today hanging out till 10 o'clock. So thanks so much for being with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.